Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In a week where we learnt that coaching aside to a 4-0 Ashes result is equally unsatisfactory for both England and Australia, this is Can't Bowl, Can't Throw.
I don't think the current day play or Monday play takes criticism very well. I think they're very, very sensitive. You know, you say you should leave someone out or you say they're not performing and suddenly you're the worst bloke in the world and they think they hate you.
You're here with Kat Jones and Dan Livke on the Can't Bowl, Can't Throw cricket podcast, and that was the famously thick-skinned Shane Warne, wasn't it, on the clip?
Yeah, he was talking about modern players. He had quite an extended rant on the Fox Cricket's follow-on podcast.
Oh, this is why I don't listen to any.
Yeah. I didn't listen to the podcast either, but I got that particular clip out because that was quite entertaining to listen to Shane Warne.
Well, Warney famously loved criticism, didn't he?
He did.
Particularly from his captains, yep. Especially if he was dropped. He never mentioned it again.
Never mentioned it. You never heard about it ever again.
Yeah.
But, of course, this was all part of the ongoing Justin Langer chat, which, of course, we'll be coming back to a little bit later.
If ever a week warranted some jail time, this is it, right?
This is definitely it. But first, we have this.
This is the part of the show where we discuss the cricket news of the week.
All right, lots of stuff going on in the world of cricket, but we just have time to cover the women's Ashes ODIs.
Is the women's Ashes still going?
No, it's not. It's just done. It's just completed. 3 ODIs, all done. England had to win all 3 to win the Ashes. How many did they win, Kat?
They won, well, they didn't quite win one, did they?
They didn't quite win one, no. They certainly didn't win all 3.
No.
So in the first match, Australia struggled a little bit. I think this was England's best match. They managed to restrict Australia to 9 for 205. That was thanks mostly to Beth Mooney, who stuck around. But England pretty much couldn't quite muster up a decent run chase there.
Now, Beth Mooney made 73. She didn't play the other 2 ODIs.
Yeah, she had a rest after those other 2.
So her one day average with a broken jaw is 73.
Yes.
And her average before her broken jaw was 44.
All right. So she should always be playing with a broken jaw.
Well, I think from now on she probably will be playing with it. Once it's broken, I guess.
I guess.
When it heals up, we'll have to monitor her one day average, I reckon.
Will it heal? It'll heal while they're in quarantine over in New Zealand, surely. So someone needs to sneak in.
And of course, she has a bionic jaw now.
Yeah, that's true.
Some kind of superhero sort of strength as well.
Yep.
We saw that demonstrated as she jogged around in the outfield around Junction Oval, even when she wasn't playing.
Yeah, she's. I don't think I appreciated before how absolutely mental Beth Mooney is, but she's genuinely a quite crazy person, which just makes me like her even more, I think.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yes. So England, couldn't win the first game, which meant they couldn't win the Ashes. The Ashes were gone. The other highlight of that first match, I think, was Heather Knight and Elise Perry both being dismissed for Golden Ducks, which was quite entertaining.
Golden Duck buddies.
Yes.
Not the only duck we're going to be talking about in this episode.
Oh, that's a teaser. I just figured they got sick of trying to scale new batting heights and thought, well, let's see if we can go for the bottom, the batting depths instead.
Well, is Elise Perry trying to see how poorly she can bat and still be awarded person of the match?
Yeah, maybe. Well, she certainly got a lot better in the second match. She came out. She bowled. She took 3 for 12 opening the bowling. This was part of England being bowled out for 129. We were off watching junior cricket, and England didn't get to see much of this one.
No, the junior cricketers actually outlasted England pretty much.
Yes. And then Perry later scored 40 in the run chase, so 40 more than she'd scored in the first match, and that pretty much puts her back as the number one ranked ODI all-rounder.
She doesn't just get a most improved?
No, she doesn't get a most improved. She's officially right. Number one ranked ODI all-rounder, so suck on that, Talia McGrath, I think she said.
She's going in early for the next Belinda Clark medal, right?
Definitely. And the third match was pretty much identical to the second match. England were batted first. They were dismissed cheaply. This time they made 163. Mm. But Haynes and Healy set a 74-run platform, and then that just brought Perry and Lanning together, and they completed the chase. They averaged something absurd batting together in ODI run chases, 170-odd. And Lanning brought up the winning runs with a 6. And so that brought to an end an undefeated summer for Australia.
Yeah. Presumably that means the coach will now be dismissed.
Matthew Mott, T20 World Cup and Ashes winning coach Matthew Mott, he's signed until September 2023. So we get to see a lot more of him. So that's good news.
Is he the only coach in the world that's re-signed at the moment rather than resigned?
Yeah, I think so, yes. Mm. Yes, anyway, so both teams will now be heading off to New Zealand for the ODI World Cup. We assume, anyway, the Australian men's tour of T20 tour of New Zealand has been cancelled, so we're hoping that that's a trend that doesn't spread too far.
No, because it's a fabulous time zone for us to be watching cricket.
It's a perfect time zone, yes.
Please support capitalism by checking out these sponsors.
All right, so the women's Ashes are done, which means all the Ashes are done. Which means I've only got one last bonus scene of the Ashes screenplay to write, and I'll do that in the next couple of days, and that will be the end of that.
That is a wonderful screenplay. I think I prefer it to the men's screenplay.
Yeah.
The concerned marketers are such a highlight. Who's going to play the concerned marketers when this gets to the big screen?
Oh, I think Matt Damon and Ben Affleck can be the concerned marketers. Anyway, you can get access to those scenes and the final scene. You can sign up to patreon.com/leibcricket for just $2 a month. And once the screenplay's over, there'll be all kinds of new things over at the Patreon site, including possibly details and excerpts of the new book I'm writing. So,
you may be able to give some feedback to Dan on his new book. If he's struggling with a scene, he may well post it for you.
Indeed. And if all the patrons will have an opportunity to get a free advance copy of the book too. So that's another reason to sign up. But for now, it's mostly just the screenplay.
Secure them jailed.
You do enough jail time to convince anyone this is no setup.
Cut deals that include some jail time.
No jail time.
He's not going to want to hear that you have endangered our operation just to get your thugs out of a little jail time.
So this could be the last ever jail time.
Jail time, of course, being Justin Langer time.
Yes. So Justin Langer has resigned as the Australian coach, and Andrew McDonald is the interim coach.
And that pretty much sums it up.
Yep.
Can't bowl, can't throw, coming live. Thanks for tuning in and taking your time. The underappreciated act of the week, the funniest and crazy plays of the week. Who is gonna join the honorary board? The number one Scott Moeller reward.
This is the Moeller Award for the underappreciated acts in cricket. And sometimes we talk about the appreciated acts as well, but they're always funny or stupid or silly in honour of Scott Moeller, who didn't do much in his international cricket career, but he did have a few sledges said about him by Joe the cameraman / Shane Warne.
And he was very thick-skinned about it, I hear, so that's good.
He
good
took news. That criticism well, didn't he?
He did, yep. Excellent to hear. I think we got the Plunkett Shield match over in New Zealand. Mm. This one was very entertaining. So this was the Auckland Aces versus Northern District. I couldn't find a mascot name for the Northern District. I think they're just boring old Northern District. Aces or the Northern District. I don't know, Neanderthals or something.
What does a mascot who walks around the ground wear? Do they just wear a map?
A compass.
A compass? Yeah.
Anyway, so in this match, bad light stopped play when the scores were level on the final day of the match. So the Auckland batters, who clearly just needed one run to win, they didn't really want to go off for this alleged bad light. They were quite happy to stay out there and score the one run. run needed for a win, but the umpires took them off, so they staged a bit of a sit-in and just waited in the middle to see if...
Did they do some kind of sun dance ceremony out there?
I'm not sure. I think they sang, you know, folk songs and...
played cards, held placards. Look, the typical kind of peaceful protest you would expect from New Zealanders,
yes,
right?
Yes, it was delightful. And eventually it all worked. Play resumed. The light got better. Play resumed and they scored that one run they needed to win. So that's our first nomination.
Good
work,
Aces.
Plucket Shield.
Mm. Okay, the second one is from Colexian NFT, a company that sells NFTs, presumably. Mm.
So it sells Colexian NFTs.
What the hell that is. Yeah. But they were advertising the moment that Danny Wyatt jokingly proposed to Virat Kohli, as if that was a NFT-worthy moment. Presumably, that's for sale. People can buy that moment.
People can buy that moment. I'm not sure whether Danny Wyatt gets a cut of that, or Virat Kohli, or... anybody? I think it's just a moment.
And, of course, it's not Danny Wyatt's best moment, is it?
No. Danny Wyatt's had many, many better moments. As Izzy Westbury pointed out on Twitter, she said, Wyatt has two more T20 hundreds than Virat Kohli, but fuck it, she once proposed to him and that's what we value.
Wowee, that is absolutely appalling. And hopefully nobody will buy anything from Colexian NFT, particularly not that moment, but or anything else, because it sounds like they're a terrible company.
Yes, well, they later deleted that tweet, which was probably a good move, but, you know, as the meme goes.
But who bought the NFT?
I'm not sure.
Still out there.
Well, maybe, yeah. Mm. Yes, but they might have deleted that tweet a little bit earlier, perhaps.
Yes, maybe, yes.
Like before they posted it.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. In drafts, deleted in drafts, that's when you delete that.
Yeah, the sub-editor goes, we're not selling that one.
Yes. All right, do we have any other moments?
Yes, well, I'm nominating Pat Cummins this week.
Australian captain Pat Cummins.
Australian captain, I think he said his honeymoon hadn't lasted very long. I mean, he was the poster boy of the Australian side for at least, I don't know, 3 months or so. Best captain ever, media darling.
Yep.
And he's been pretty much milkshake ducked over this Langer boot, right?
Yep.
It's very funny. That's not exactly the correct meme, though, I don't reckon. He's kind of a cross between a tall poppy chop as well.
Yeah.
But it's close to a milkshake duck.
It's close to a milkshake duck.
It's more like maybe it's a tall poppy flavoured milkshake duck, something like
delicious.
That. Delicious. Yeah. And I think it's fantastic that Pat Cummins has managed to turn villainous like this.
Well, I predicted that in the screenplay,
you
which
did.
You can get access to via patreon.com/leibcricket. But yes, good old evil Pat Cummins striking again. Everyone turned against him.
Yeah.
The general public, everyone was very cranky with him.
Well, so there's that nomination for Pat Cummins managing to reverse the tall poppy and become almost a milkshake duck. So we'll nominate him for that. But I also wanted to nominate every plus player from Australia.
Yep.
Every single pass player. I mean, there's a few standout examples. We heard the clip from Shane Warne, Gilchrist, Mitchell Johnson, all of Langer's friends basically all came in to defend him and say he was the best coach ever.
Yeah, and I was kind of sweet that they all came in he has very loyal friends. They all came in and they defended him. But the one thing those friends all do have in common is, as you mentioned, none of them have ever been coached by Justin Langer. So I'm not sure how much we should take their opinions. Matthew Hayden was almost in tears on one radio interview. It's a little bit much, I think.
It's nice. I mean, it's good that all these friends still like him. He'll have plenty of people to go to the cricket with.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I think that's great. And so that is the nomination, all past players,
every single Australian past player has been nominated. I think with the sole exception of Ian Chappell, who basically just came out and said, all of you pull your heads in. You're all dickheads. So, all right, Chappelli.
Yeah. And he was probably referring to all the current players there
probably,
too.
Probably, yeah.
You know, the entire
everybody other than him, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so my next nomination is again Pat Cummins. He's getting two nominations. And it was for his media release today, where he basically told all past players, the previously nominated all past players, that he wasn't angry with them, just disappointed.
Yeah, so it was a fantastic statement for Pat Cummins. Yes, he basically came out and he said, "Yep, Justin was very intense, and we really like that, but it's time to move on." Blah blah blah.
We like everything. He gave the classic shit sandwich. It was just a beautifully worded thing. So I actually want after that media release, I want Pat Cummins as well as perhaps winning the Mueller Award, which of course would be the highlight. I think Pat Cummins could probably be our Prime Minister. That perfectly crafted media release, him and his PR person.
Yep.
And so I figure I'm going to suggest a trade here.
Yeah.
So we can have ScoMo. He could coach the Australian cricket team.
Oh, easily.
Easily.
Yeah, no one pays any attention. attention to him anyway.
No,
so that'll be
exactly.
Fine.
Yep. So therefore, we can have Pat Cummins, Prime Minister of Australia. And I think that I'm not quite sure how we've got into that from this segment, but that's a proposal for that trade.
Yeah, I did like the end of Pat Cummins' statements. So basically,
it's worth mentioning.
He just said, many former players have reached out to me and silently offered me their advice, which is welcome. Some others have spoken in the media, which is also welcome and comes from a love of the game and their support of a mate. Tall past players, nominated for the Mueller Award. I want to say this. Just a viewer has always stuck up for your mates. I'm sticking up for mine. I'm looking forward to speaking with the media today before training. So good work with Pat.
I think there was a little edit in there that was a number of players have reached out to me silently. For this, I appreciate. And I've blocked you.
Yeah.
I feel like the PR person went, let's just take out that phrase. Mm. Don't need that phrase in there.
Yeah. All right. So the final nomination. So Pat Cummins is in there twice. But we also have fellow Ashes fast bowlers. We've also got Jimmy Anderson and Stuart Broad, who have been left out of the England Test Series squad for the West Indies.
And is this just so that they can go off on some kind of side project spin-off from your screenplay?
I think so.
And participate in all sorts of antics,
yeah,
presumably.
Yeah, Tour of the Caribbean. They'll have a great time.
Yeah, having adventures, solving crimes, whatever they do, whatever they're doing in the spin-off.
Yep.
They're a buddy cop duo, aren't they?
Waiting to happen, yes. Yes. I also had the possibility occur to me that maybe England saw that when they dumped their coach, Australia immediately dumped theirs, but, you know, far more dramatically. And so they thought, oh, well, what happens if we dump our two most experienced fast bowlers? Will Australia fall for this again?
Did they fall for it?
No, not yet anyway. So no. we'll have to keep a close eye on Mitchell Starc and
the
Pat
past players fell for it
days.
Though. They're trying to get rid of the
exactly.
best fast bowlers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And I did also like there was a post on Twitter of the exact omissions from the 16-man squad based on the Ashes squad. So out went, and see if you could spot the pattern here. Anderson, Broad, Bess, Billings, Burns, Butler.
Oh my God. So they just basically got someone who started at the top and crossed the mat till they had enough left.
Yeah, pretty much. they started with the Ashes test squad, went through in alphabetical order. They got a little bit bored with it at the end and they threw in Hamid and Milan. Mm-hmm. But apart from that, it was just like, yep. Well, Johnny Bairstow somehow escaped. I'm not sure how, but he may have changed his name in the interim. But yeah, so
incredible.
Good work from whoever was in charge of that to just cut as many corners as possible.
Fantastic.
All right, so who's getting the Mueller Award this week? Is it Captain Pat? Is
it the past to be Captain players? Pat, yeah. I don't care which one he gets it for. He gets a double award.
Double Mueller. Yeah. The very rare double Mueller. You don't see.
No, that's right. The gold and silver.
Yep.
Double Mueller.
Congratulations to Pat Cummins for the double Mueller. And that will bring us to the end of this episode. You've been listening to Dan Libke. I'm at Lib Cricket on Twitter.
And Kat Jones at CricketBatCat, and you can go find us at Can't Bowl Throw or in maybe a couple of other places on social media, but we're pretty much only on Twitter.
Yeah, pretty much only on Twitter. And yeah, so go check us out there and we will speak to you all next week.
Secure them jailed.
You do enough jail time to convince anyone this is no setup.
Cut deals that include some jail time.
No jail time.
He's not going to want to hear that you have endangered our operation just to get your thugs out of a little jail time.
Podcast Network.